From the K-Rob Collection, this is Audio Antiques, featuring programs from the golden age of American radio. I'm Ken Robinson. We're going to hear one of the few classic radio shows hosted by a female. From the 1940s, The Judy Canova Show. It's about an entertainer from the country who becomes a hit in the big city. The show co-stars Ruby Dandridge as Judy's sidekick, Geranium. The African-American actress had a career that included stage, radio, films, and television. She's also the mother of celebrated actress, singer, and dancer, Dorothy Dandridge. The fun begins after this break.
If you're tired of outrageously expensive cell phone bills, come on over to Mint Mobile. Talk, text, and data plans start at just $15 a month. There are no contracts. Sign up and Mint will send you a SIM card just inserted into your phone. You can even keep your old number. Get details at krobcollection.com and start saving today with Mint Mobile. Due to popular demand, Panoramic Lifestyle Clothing is expanding their line of celebrated quality t-shirts. Check out the new Horse and Trauma tees for men, the Rebellion and Vampire tees for women, and the Rose and Rebellion crop tees for kids. Plus, your old favorites are still there, like the Panoramic Tiger and the Panoramic Virtual Reality and UFO. Remember, Panoramic is a vision that moves in all directions at plclothing.store.
From Hollywood, The Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Seed Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Ruth Perrott, George Neese, Gail Gordon, Charles Danton, his orchestra, and starring our March of Dimes girl, Judy Canova.
Terrific, such a funny feeling. Makes you want to cuddle and cling. Makes you sentimental, makes you kind of gentle. Ouch! Terrific thing. Love is so prolific, makes your head a reeling. Makes you want to giggle and sing. Makes you shy and wonder, hits you just like thunder. Ouch! Terrific thing. Life rearranges, suddenly changes. Everything strange as it can be. Memory gets hazy, then you go crazy. Wow, look what it's done to me. Love is so terrific, such a dizzy feeling. Makes you hold the world on a string. Melts away your collar, makes you want to holler. Let the wedding bells ring.
Well, despite the fact that this is leap year, Judy still hasn't made much progress romantically. Men just haven't paid much attention to her. Ah, but wait. At this precise moment, back in Cactus Junction, her old boyfriend, Lukey, is writing her a letter.
Dear Judy, I've been thinking about you a whole bunch lately. A farmer back here said if I'd marry his daughter, he'd give me a big fat Berkshire hog. But, Judy, I'd rather have you. Paul's been ailing, so I've been a-doing all the chores myself. I've been so busy, I even had to milk 2 cows at the same time. So you can see I've had my hands full. I've got a big surprise for you, Judy. I'm going to come to Los Angeles to look up an old friend of my pa's. So I'll see you soon. Love, Lukey. Boy, dingy dongies, I sure do love that there girl, boy, I sure do.
Ah, but Lukey isn't the only one showing interest in Judy. At this moment in Beverly Hills, her old flame, Benchley Botsford, is thinking about Judy, too. In fact, he's prevailing upon his socialite parents to invite her over for dinner.
Bensley, how could you even think of such a thing?
Yes, Bensley. You know your father and I have never approved of this Canova girl. Frankly, she's not quite bright.
Oh, Mother, you're wrong. Look at this picture of her. You can tell just by looking at it that her mother didn't raise any dunces.
Perhaps not, but her father must have been kept pretty busy.
Well, Judy may not move in our set, but after all, she does have her own radio show. And she just missed a very big part in pictures because she looks too much like another movie star.
Son, do you think there's room in Hollywood for another Wallace Beery?
Dad, you can't treat me like a child. I'm going to invite her over anyway.
Very well, Benchley, if you insist.
I do. I'm going to call her up right now.
Hello, Judy Canova talking on this end.
Hello, gorgeous.
Are you sure you got the right number?
Judy, this is Benchley Botsford.
Oh, howdy, Benchley. Gee, it's good to hear from you again.
Judy, I called to invite you over to my house for dinner tonight.
Thanks, Bench, but are you sure it'll be all right? I got a hunch your folks don't like me.
Oh, nonsense. You won't have any trouble with them, Judy. All you have to do is act human.
I knew there's a catch to it. Golly, Ben, something always seems to happen when I go out with you. You remember our last date?
I sure do. We went for a ride in Griffith Park, and we ran out of gas.
Yeah, and when you went to get some, two fellas came along and seen me sitting there. You know, I think they were two zookeepers.
But Judy, what makes you think they were from the zoo?
Because one of them said to the other, Joe, you name it, and I'll tell you what to feed it. Wasn't even hungry. Wouldn't have ate nothing if they'd give it to me free.
Judy, I hope you'll come over for dinner tonight. We're having a very special treat.
A special treat? What do you mean?
Well, are you in the mood for a little wild game?
Sure, how about post office?
Well, I'll call for you at 7, Judy.
Oh, never mind, Betsy. I'll have Pedro drive me over. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Judy.
Aunt Aggie. Oh, Aunt Aggie.
Yes, Judy.
Guess what? Bensley Botsford just invited me over for dinner. Golly, I hope his intentions are serious this time.
Judy, if you want to make a favorable impression tonight, you'll have to watch your etiquette.
Oh, don't worry about my etiquette, Aunt Aggie. No, just so they don't serve spaghetti, I'll be okay. But I have a little trouble handling that stuff, I will say.
I know you do. Judy, how do you keep spaghetti from sliding off the fork?
Oh, I just tie it in knots and weight it down with a meatball.
Judy, you certainly know a better way than that to eat spaghetti.
I sure do. You just put one end in your mouth and start inhaling.
Judy, you don't eat spaghetti as if you were sucking on a straw.
I know. If you suck in too fast, it starts whipping around your ears. Yeah, it's awful messy getting your face beat up with gravy.
A letter just came for you.
Oh, thanks, Geranium.
Oh, who's the letter from, Judy?
Oh, my old boyfriend, Lukey. Look, Aunt Aggie, he says he's coming here to Los Angeles. Golly, now I might have two boyfriends on my hands. You ever serious?
Oh, yes, and I got my serious side.
Serious side?
Yeah, honey. I got poison ivy on my left side. And when you got sides like me, that's serious.
Geranium, I really got a serious problem. I might wind up with two boyfriends at the same time.
Oh, honey, that ain't no problem. I know a girl who had four boyfriends at the same time.
Four boyfriends?
Yeah, the first was a banker, the second was an actor, the third was a preacher, and the fourth was an undertaker.
Let me see now. A banker, an actor, a preacher, and an undertaker. What was the idea?
Honey, don't you get it? One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go.
Which one did she finally marry, Geranium?
Oh, none of them, honey. Along came the one, she up and married a sailor.
You know, Geranium, my old boyfriend Lukey was in the Navy. He was one of those Seabees. Ooh, how that boy liked to smooch. Whee, what dangerous fellas those CBs was.
Dangerous?
Yes. Geranium, didn't your mother ever tell you about the birds and the CBs?
No, ma'am. I don't know nothing about them. But my boyfriend Pomeroy was in the paratroopers during the war. He sure hated them parachute jumps.
Hated the jumps? Why?
He got tired of climbing down trees he never climbed up.
Oh, golly, Geranium. Yeah, I'll never forget the first time Lukey saw me. I was walking down the street and he said, "Hubba, hubba."
Hey, the first time Pomeroy saw me walking down the street, he said, "Hubba, hubba."
It's getting late. When do you think Lukey will arrive?
Well, he didn't say, Aunt Aggie, but gee, I sure hope I ain't at Bench's house for dinner when he gets here.
Well, don't worry. I'll entertain him. Judy, if you want to make an impression on Benchley tonight, you must be glamorous. What dress are you going to wear?
Aunt Aggie, I'm going to wear a dress that'll make him so dizzy he won't know which way he's going. It's my Los Angeles model.
Los Angeles model?
Yep. Frost-worn and gray with a smog-bound bustle.
1948 is a wonderful year for housewives. This is the year you get even more suds from Super Suds. Yes, more suds than ever before from the new 1948 Super Suds.
You'll get your wash really white with no bleach. Because the new Super Suds gives extra suds for extra whiteness.
No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt.
Colgate Palmolive Peat made this new 1948 Super Suds the sudsiest and the best of them all. Just one box can fill a 15-ton truck full of suds.
Your grocer has the new 1948 Super Suds right now. Be sure to get it. The suds do the work. It's easy on colors, mild to hands.
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and a big brass band from Brazil.
That's the way they go.
Three brothers down in Rio had a noisy family trio. Three piccolos that sounded mighty shrill. But their papa called it music, so it is so they planned the big brass band from Brazil. And soon they sent him to the drum, the trumpets and the tuba.
They figured that their relatives had skills.
Their drums at all. When the neighbors sang the wall,
Well, Judy has a good opportunity tonight to make a favorable impression on Benchley Botsford's socialite parents. She's all dolled up and is ready now to have Pedro drive her over to the Botsford mansion in Beverly Hills.
Pedro? Oh, Pedro, I'm ready to leave now.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita. Oh, golly, Senorita, you look pretty tonight.
Thank you, Pedro.
I like those open-toed sandals. With your toenails painted red.
Do you, Paige?
See, they look like a bunch of radishes peeking through a Venetian blind. Senorita, when my girl wears those open-toed sandals, her toenails stick out too far, and I don't like it.
Why not, Pedro?
Well, every time I dance with her, she tears my socks. Senorita, after I drive you to the Botsford's house, I have a date with my girl.
Oh, to go driving?
No, to go parking.
Pedro, you're always parking with your girl.
Gee, I even wrote a song about it. When it's avocado time in Cucamonga, I'm parking with my lemon in an orange grove. Blues.
Pedro, why do you always park? Why don't you take your girl out somewhere?
Oh, I do, Senorita. Last night, me and my girl were sitting in a car with her head on my shoulder. We wasn't saying anything. Then my girl said, Pedro, I'll give you a kiss for your thoughts.
Ooh, what happened?
Just my luck, I wasn't thinking of a thing.
Well, you better think about driving me to the box for dinner. I don't want to be late. Since these folks are awful fussy in over there.
It is nice of you to come to dinner, Miss Canova.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, Miss Canova, Mrs. Botsford and I are delighted. Benchley tells me that you're on the radio.
Yes, Dad, and Judy's been in movies, too.
Ah, the cinema. I take it, Miss Canova, you're not working on a cinema role now.
Nope, I'm just chawing on this hard biscuit here. Say, ain't you got nothing I can dunk this thing in?
Judy!
Miss Canova, in this family, we do not dunk.
Well, I read in the paper that you did. That the Botsford's dunk? Yep. Yep, I did, yes.
What did you see in the paper that makes you think the Botsford's dunk?
Well, the headline said, Botsford's make big splash at society dinner.
Well, Miss Canova, it's encouraging to know that you do read the papers.
I sure do.
Then I presume you saw that General Eisenhower isn't going to run.
Well, why should he run in this country? He didn't run when he was in Europe. You know, that was the paper that said you folks just got back from a cruise around the world.
Oh, yes, our world cruise. We visited some very fascinating places, especially India.
India?
Yes. You know, they have most unusual customs. Why, over there, you can actually see people praying in the street.
Oh, shucks, that ain't nothing. Right here in Los Angeles, you can see pedestrians doing the same thing.
Oh, how quaint. On our way home, we spent the summer in Baden, Baden.
Where?
Baden, Baden. Where do you summer?
Azusa, Azusa.
You see, Judy, Mother took an ocean voyage to rest up from her heavy social program.
Oh, yes, I was so utterly fatigued. I spend most of my time on the mezzanine deck.
Well, if you were that tired, why didn't you stay on the poop deck?
Oh, Mother, Judy's just joking.
Well, it's no joking matter. I was so ill on that trip, I didn't even bother dressing for meals.
Gosh, weren't you chilly? I would have been.
Miss Canova, Mrs. Botsford meant that she ate all her meals in her negligee.
Her negligee what?
A negligee. What do you put on when company comes unexpectedly?
The coffee pot.
No.
Got plenty of it anytime.
No, Judy, mm-hmm. Dad is referring to a negligee. What does your mother throw over her shoulders in the middle of the night?
My brother Willie when she burps him. One of them there pickles over there, boy.
Judy, don't fill up on pickles. Eat your quail. That's the wild game I told you about.
Yes, Miss Canova, don't be afraid of the quail. It won't fly away.
I know. The part I got ain't nowhere near the wings. Gosh, my quail ain't even half cooked.
Oh, nonsense, Miss Canova. Those quail were stewed in sherry wine.
Some of them might be stewed, but this one must belong to Alcoholics Anonymous. Mouth, move.
Madam, I'm ready to serve the crepe Suzette's.
Very well, Jerome. Did you pour that bottle of brandy on them?
Most of it.
The pancakes are on fire.
Oh, Judy, those are the crepes Suzette. They're small pancakes with brandy burning on top of them.
Oh, yeah. My Uncle R.T. used to make them things, but he made them a different way.
What do you mean, a different way, Miss Canova?
Well, sir, he'd take a bite of pancake, then a big old swig of homemade brandy, light a cigarette, and the flames would shoot 10 feet out of his mouth.
Judy.
Yes, they even call the fire department.
Miss Canova, we're most interested.
Boy, is that a mess. Everybody blowing flame out in his mouth. I got kissed by the fire chief himself.
Miss Canova.
Judy.
Miss Botford, have you ever been kissed by a blowtorch? No, she ain't. I can tell by her face.
Enough of this nonsense, Miss Canova.
This dribble has gone far enough. Miss Canova, how can anyone become so uncouth and so illiterate?
It ain't hard. I'll lend you the recipe. You practice a little, you'll make it.
Jerome, what's going on out there? Jerome, answer me.
Why, it's my old boyfriend, Lukey.
Well, my dingy-dongies, I sure do love that there girl, boy.
Oh. Howdy, Lukey. Gosh, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
Young men, how did you get past my butler? Where is he?
Well, ma'am, you know that big cactus plant you got a setting out in the vestibule?
Yes.
Well, he's a setting in that. Golly, it's sure good to see you, Judy. You know, your aunt told me that you was here.
Oh, come on, sit down, Lukey. Maybe the Botfords will invite you to dinner.
This yokel? For dinner? He'll eat here over my dead body.
Well, I'd rather eat off on the table. See, I know you was here in fancy society, Judy, so I got all dolled up for you. Look, I even got two handkerchiefs.
Two, Lukey?
Yeah, one for showing and one for blowing.
Oh, gosh, Lukey, you're dolled up real formal-like. Say, is that a tuxedo shirt you got on?
No, I couldn't get no tuxedo shirt, so I soaked my stomach with starch. Had a hard time ironing them pleats in, too, I'll tell you.
Well, it's pretty, I'll say that.
Thank you,
young man. You are the weirdest character I have ever encountered. Why don't you marry another idiot and settle down?
Say, that's a good idea. Can you cook?
Finchley, this is all your fault. What are you going to do?
If I had a wishbone, I'd wish I was dead.
Say, Lukey, did you come to town just to see me?
Yeah, Judy, but my pa gave me an errand to do for him. He wants me to look up an old girlfriend of his. See, now, I got her picture right here.
Oh, let me see it.
Oh, here it is. She used to be a fan dancer and a poker dealer in the Golden Nugget Saloon. Her name was Chippewa Minnie.
Chippewa Minnie?
Yeah. Hey, you know something, Judy? Her picture looks like this lady right here.
What?
Sure is a beat-up old turkey, ain't she?
Good heavens, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Oh, come on now, you must have been.
Lukey, you're mistook, and this here lady's Mrs. Botsford.
Oh, Botsford nothing. She's Chippewa Minnie.
Chippewa Minnie?
Yeah, you heard what I said.
A poker dealer? Oh, boy, that's pretty good after all them airs you put on Miss Botsford.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I was never a poker dealer in my life.
I'll bet you $10 you were.
Okay, you suckers. There's $10 in the pot. Everybody ante up.
Mother!
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot leave dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it, leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinses. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair. Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman, and the inquisitive ballad, Why Does It Have to Rain on Sunday?
Why does it have to rain on Sunday? The one day the sun ought to shine. Wouldn't the sky be blue?
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is Howard Petrie asking you to use Halo shampoo to glorify your hair and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Now, here's Judy.
Thank you, Howard. Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Halo shampoo and Super Suds. The bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood singing, go to sleepy little baby, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you'll patty patty cake and ride a shiny little pony. Daddy's coming home to baby. Bye.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate's America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Verna Felton, Joe Kearns, the sportsman, Opie Cates and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Mom, he's making eyes at me. Mom, he's awful nice to me. Almost a break in my heart. I'm beside him. Oh, mercy, let his conscience guide him, Mom. He wants to marry me. Be my honey, be. What do you think of that? Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Mom, 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 he's kissing me.
Seems that Judy has entered a contest sponsored by the Gurgle Soda Pop Company. As we look in on her now, she and Geranium have just opened their 20th case of pop.
Gee, Geranium, I sure appreciate you helping me drink this stuff. We must have drunk 12 gallons already.
Yeah, Miss Judy. Oh, pardon me. You know, I've drunk so much carbonated water, I feel like doing a bubble dance.
Me too. My floating rib just dropped anchor. What a splash.
Say, Miss Judy, did you finish writing your sentence yet for the contest?
Yeah, I wrote, I like Gurgle Soda Pop because it quenches my thirst. All I have to do is look at a bottle of that horrible green stuff and I ain't thirsty no more. Say, how much more of this hopped up
DDT do I have to drink? Well, now, if you get 450 more bottle tops, honey, you may win the contest.
Yeah, and the prize is a date with my favorite movie actor, Van Johnson.
Mm. You sure like that man, don't you, Miss Judy?
Yep, Van Johnson. That's one van that really moves me.
Yeah, but I will tell you something. Last night I seen him in a picture, and he had a crush on Esther Williams in Technicolor.
Esther Williams in Technicolor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what has she got that I haven't got that I couldn't get straightened and simonized? And Duco.
Judy?
Yes, ma'am.
Is Van Johnson worth all this trouble you're going to?
Oh, yeah, Aunt Aggie. Gee, I'd even be happy if I could dream about Van Johnson.
Well, put a piece of wedding cake under your pillow and your dreams will come true.
Well, I tried that with a piece of birthday cake. I dreamt about the fire department.
I wonder what made you dream that.
Well, when I put the cake under my pillow, I forgot to blow out the candles. Yeah, it was a three-alarm dream.
Judy, what if you won the contest and Van Johnson proposed to you? Would you know how to act?
Oh, shucks. I hate to mention the number of handsome fellas who proposed to me.
How many handsome men have proposed to you?
None. That's why I hate to mention it. Yeah, but back home, a couple of people kept asking me all the time to get married.
Who were they, Judy?
Ma and Pa. They were always hoping some big, handsome, blue-eyed hunk of man would come up to me and say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face, you know."
Oh, hello, Pedro. Did you empty those bottles of gargle for me?
Si, my cousin Gonzalez drank it. He said it tickled his nose.
It doesn't tickle my nose.
Si, but Gonzalez mixed it with six feathers.
Six feathers?
Si, he had two bottles.
Yeah, well, where is Gonzalez now?
Well, he fell asleep in a jeep, and the hill was steep. A train went beep. He'll sell the jeep cheap.
Why?
It's a heap.
That's too bad.
You know, Senorita, when the new 1946 cars come out, I'm going to get one.
Are the new cars really coming out, Pedro?
Si, I was looking at the new 1946 models of the 1942 cars. Which you can get delivered in 1947. If your father is president of the company that made them. If he's still talking to you.
Well, look, did you order one of the new cars, Pedro?
Si, I ordered a foot button model.
A foot button model?
Si, the floorboard is full of buttons. When you take your girl out riding, you push a button with your foot and the top comes down. You push another button, the radio plays. Push another button, the lights go out. You run the whole car with your feet.
Well, what do you do with your hands?
I eat peanuts.
Pedro, I want to write something else for the contest.
Oh, I wrote a poem for a contest once, Senorita.
A poem?
Si, listen. There once was a man from Azusa whose nose was a Lollapalooza. From the day he was born, it looked just like a horn, and he played it for John Philip Sousa.
Judy, if you get a date with Van Johnson, I wonder how you'll get along together.
What do you mean, Aunt Aggie?
Well, they say a tall person gets along well with a short person. A quiet person gets along with a talkative person. Every girl should marry a person with opposite characteristics.
Yeah, I know it, Aunt Aggie. That's why I want to marry a man.
Thank you. Bobby Case, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing No Can Do. Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true, doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin, oily skin,
rough skin,
women as old as 50,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days, no matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
Golly, Geranium, 2 weeks have gone by and I haven't heard if I won that gurgle soda pop contest.
You sure are crazy to win that date with Van Johnson, ain't you, honey?
Crazy is right. You know, the only time I ever saw Van Johnson, I felt just like a bottle of soda pop standing in a hot sun.
You did?
Yeah, I gurgled a little, started to fizz, and then blew my top. Yes, sir. A man in a white coat threw a net over me.
Say, Miss Judy.
Yeah, he let me go, though.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, listen, honey, is this the first contest you was ever in?
Oh, no, no. Once I was in a Better Babies contest sponsored by a milk company. I was Miss Coffee Cream of Cactus Junction.
Yeah, well, why do they call you Miss Coffee Cream?
Well, when I was a baby, I was always on top of the bottle.
Oh,
yeah. I had to be. There's 14 kids in the family.
Yeah, well, you know, Miss Judy, I come from an exceptionally large family, too.
Now, you can say that again.
Yeah. Yes, you know, my mother even ran out of names for the children. Yeah, she called the last 4 Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Charlie.
Charlie? What about Moe?
Honey, when my pa counted them kids, he said, ain't gonna be no more.
Hey, Miss Canova?
Yes?
I have a letter here for you. It came by pigeon.
Carrier?
No, I better walk this time.
Is it a reply from the contest? Did you win?
Aunt Aggie, the judges liked my letter, but they didn't get my bottle top.
They didn't get your bottle top? Gracious, what do you have to do?
Well, I gotta order more right away. Geranium, call up and order 450 more bottles of gurgle.
Yes'm? What flavor you want this time?
Well, the orange was good, but it tastes too much like sarsaparilla.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so order the grape. That tastes more like orange.
Okay.
Pedro! Pedro!
Yes, Senorita.
Pedro, did you send those bottle caps to the contest like I told you to?
See, I send them by dog sled.
By dog sled? I told you to send them air mail.
Air mail? Senorita, I thought you said Airedale.
Miss Knuver?
Yes?
Here's your 450 bottles of giggle.
Gee, you got here quick.
Yeah.
Ain't reconversion wonderful? Say, how long have you been with the Gurgle Company?
5 years.
That's 5. Golly, mister, you must like this stuff.
No, never touch it. Prefer onion juice to sell.
Onion juice?
Yep.
Well, now, don't that give you a little trouble with your breath?
No, use Colgate tooth powder. Never have a breath for trouble, you know.
Gosh, I sure wish my sponsor could hear you say that. Go ahead, let him hear you say it. Say it again.
I use Colgate tooth powder.
All right, that's enough.
Okay. Say, I know Knova lived up by Skanookahook Mean. Name of Abigail. Any kin?
No, why?
Well, she was a mighty fine woman. Did a lot for Skanookahoop Chuck.
Yes.
She married a rich millionaire. Had a pile of money. Yeah, she married him.
Is that so?
Yep. Gave us an auditorium, a park, and a library. Mighty fine woman.
Well, where'd she get the money to do all that?
Poisoned her husband.
Poisoned her husband?
Yep. Mighty fine woman.
Well, I better get busy and open these bottles so I can send the tops in.
Yes, Judy, and you'd better hurry. Remember, the contest closes at midnight.
Oh, don't you worry, Aunt Aggie. I'll have the tops off these bottles before you can say, Van Johnson, hand me that opener and stand back. I shouldn't have opened that last bottle with my teeth.
Judy, look. The soda pop is running all over the floor. And you've broken off a tooth.
Head for the hills, boys. The bridge is out.
Which tooth did you break, Judy?
Well, sir, I think it was my Pullman tooth.
Your Pullman tooth?
Yep, lower seven.
Judy, this is dreadful. Now you'll have to have that tooth extracted.
Extracted? Shucks, no. I'll just go to the dentist and have it pulled out. Just kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Kiss me once, and kiss me twice, and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, for just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again.
It's been a long, long time.
Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when.
It's been a long, long time.
You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, just how empty they all seem without you. So
kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
It's been a long,
it's been a long, long time.
That was Judy Canova singing It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Remember this message from Colgate tooth powder. Your romance will be a bursted bubble if you have that breath of trouble. Maybe you are a victim of a breath of trouble. I mean, unpleasing breath. Something you don't even suspect in yourself. But it's happened to thousands without their knowing. So just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate Tooth Powder. For Colgate Tooth Powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Because scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate Tooth Powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Oh, good morning. Is this Dr. Harris in the dentist's office?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Well, I'm Judy Canova, the girl who called about the broken tooth. Is the doctor in?
Yes, he's polishing some plates.
Well, when he finishes the dishes, can I see him?
Oh, doctor, here's Miss Canova.
Oh, yes, yes, the girl who bit the pop bottle. Now, Miss Canova, just sit in the chair here, and we'll have that tooth out in a hurry.
Okay.
Do you want a local anesthetic?
Local? Shucks, no, give me something imported. hard to get, yes.
Quite understand. I was referring to the process of anesthesia that renders the patient immobile, unconscious, and completely immune to pain. Do you object to gas?
Oh, no. Talk all you want to. Go right ahead.
Now, just relax, Miss Canova, and you'll have pleasant dreams. We'll pull the tooth and cast it away. Cast it away.
Cast away. Cast away, cast away, cast away. Golly, I'm a castaway. On a South Sea island.
Ugh. Who are you? Ugh.
No, I ain't Ugh. I'm Judy Canova.
I still say, ugh.
Say, how did I get here?
You come from big boat. Terrible wreck.
Yeah, I know. I always look this way after a boat ride. Yeah, if you think I'm a mess now, you ought to see me on Navy Day in the Tunnel of Love. Oh, I'm telling you. Say, how'd I get up on the shore?
You carried up by great big wave. She was a seaman, second class.
Well, tell me, what island is this?
You come off big boat. Land on Bali.
Never mind how I landed. Where am I? Say, who is this? Pardon me for talking in your sleep, Miss Judy, but you in Pogo Pogo. Geranium, how'd you get here?
Oh, don't ask me, honey. This is your dream. I'm a flower girl. Want to buy a geranium or a chrysanthemum?
A what?
A chrysanthemum.
Say, geranium, you got hiccups.
Yes, and I got buttercups, too.
Oh, look, geranium, the native chief.
I'm going mad! Mad! Mad!
What's the matter, chief?
Oh, they won't let me blow any bubbles.
Again.
Hey, what's that?
The chief is leaving for Albuquerque.
All aboard. Have your bottle tops ready. All aboard for Ontario, Riverside, Colton, Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga.
Golly, sounds just like Jack Benny.
Good evening, ma chérie.
Oh, gee whiz, are you Hollywood's Van Johnson?
No, I'm Bickens Van Storage. Finding you here in this paradise is wonderful.
Huh?
You are gorgeous. I like the way that sarong is draped around your waist.
Oh, this ain't a sarong, it's my turban. I wound it too loose.
Ma petite. Oh, this is so romantic. Doesn't this tropical moon fill you with ecstasy?
Huh?
Even the animals of the jungle are under its romantic spell.
Huh?
Look at those monkeys in the tree. They are speaking their language of love. Why can't we do what they are doing?
Nope. When I hang by my feet, the blood rushes to my head. Say, how did you get here?
Well, the same way you did. A dentist in Pomona gave me an anesthetic. Oh, but forget that. Come. Oh, kiss me.
Well, I don't know.
I tell you, when I kiss a girl, she feels as if she is floating through space. Oh, kiss me.
Hey, you ain't kidding. Get me down from up here.
Your voice is fading. Where are you going?
I'm going out of the anesthetic.
Oh, no, don't go. I was planning to take you to far-off places. London, Paris, Nice.
Anaheim, Azusa, and Tamanga.
Hey, nurse. Nurse.
What is it, Miss Canova? Do you want more gas?
Yeah, and you better check the oil and tires, too. I'm going on a long trip.
Tomorrow is Armistice Day, the day on which World War I ended. So tonight, I'd like to dedicate my theme song to the men and women of our armed forces who have given so much to bring freedom and peace to the peoples of this earth. Let's go.
And now here's Judy to sing the complete version of her closing theme song, Good Night, Soldier.
Good night, soldier, wherever you may. Heart's lonely without you. Good night, soldier, taps the reveille, finds me dreaming
Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies, you now get 4 points a pound for your used cooking fat instead of 2. Save every drop you can. Remember that soap calls for vast quantities of fat. The more you turn in, the more soap you'll see at your grocer. Let me repeat, your butcher now pays you 4 cents and 4 points for every pound of cooking fat. Now, here's Judy.
Folks, it was awfully nice being with you tonight, and I hope we'll all be together again next Saturday night. In the meantime, please don't forget the two products that bring us together each week, Palmolive Soap and Colgate Tooth Powder, the bestest in the world. This is Judy Canova from Hollywood saying, good night.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Lupul. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Bring your finances into the 21st century with a My Checking account at Nationwide Bank, powered by Axos. My Checking is designed so you can bank on your terms. This account offers unlimited domestic ATM fee reimbursements, no monthly maintenance fees, and no minimum balance requirements. Nationwide Bank offers Direct Deposit Express, so you can receive your paycheck up to 2 days earlier. Plus, there's a free app so you can bank on your phone no matter where you are. Open a new My Checking account at krobcollection.com and receive $20. If you are a new Nationwide or Axos Bank customer and deposit $500 into your account within 90 days. Nationwide is on your side with a $20 gift for opening a free My Checking account powered by Axos. Get full details at krobcollection.com. From the K-Rob Collection, this has been Audio Antiques, a program featuring shows from the golden age of American radio. I'm Ken Robinson, urging you to subscribe to this podcast and to share it with anyone who loves classic broadcasts. Our music is by H Beats. That's H Beats with a Z. Thanks so much for listening.